Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here she is. It was touch and go for a while.
It was touch and go.
Touch and go. You want to explain what happened?
Well, you know, it's the first week of school,
yep.
And I've got three kids, you know, diagnosed with autism,
mm-hmm.
and they're mainstreaming. And so my son Daniel, you know, the youngest, he's the most severely autistic of my children.
Yep.
And, you know, he's really good with being verbal. And if you give him some instructions and a schedule, he'll do well.
Sure.
But he can't take no surprises.
Yep.
He can't take going off that schedule and that routine. And he needs a para.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an autism mom, I have to advocate for my kids, Adam.
Of course.
You know, sometimes I have to go sit in the room
right.
and do what I do. And so, you know, I just want all the parents out there who have kids with special needs to know, you don't have to be Minnesota nice when it comes to your children.
Amen.
And I talked to your sister about this. You go in that
yep.
room, you put your big boots on, you step right into it and say, my child needs this, this, and this. Now, how are we going to provide that for him or her? And, you know, the teachers, they have good information and they do well with the children. But, you know, these teachers have known my son for 48 hours.
Yeah.
So let's meet, let's talk. Let me tell you what makes him tick. Let me tell you what he does well in. Let me tell you what's going to set him off. Let me tell you how you can calm him down. You know, don't try to figure it out. Don't spend 3 or 4 months figuring it out. Let's talk. And so I encourage all my autism moms and dads out there, as your kids are going back to school, give your teachers a cheat sheet.
Yes.
You know, I was like, hey, he does well with word searches. He loves drawing. He loves Diary of a Wimpy Kid books. He loves the Poppets. So take those items, have them somewhere handy. And, you know, if you see him getting ready to be in distress, give him that. Because what happened, Adam, is he was in gym
mm-hmm.
and they were doing partners and nobody picked him.
Hmm.
And listen, I understand why nobody picked him, because if you pick him, you ain't going to win. Okay. He's not going to kick the ball. He's going to pick it up, and he's going to want to draw on it. He might sit on the ball. He might put the ball under his stomach and pretend to be a pregnant woman. He is not going to kick the ball.
Look, hey, in fairness, I had the same situation when I was in school, but mine was strictly because of a lack of talent.
That is also a problem,
yeah.
too. But so he didn't get picked. And he didn't have a partner. And when nobody picked him, he felt like he wasn't being included. And he left and he hid in the building.
Mm.
So they had to call overhead for Daniel. Now, if you recall, Daniel is my wanderer who is attracted to water.
Yep.
So we didn't know for a short period of time if he had left that building.
Yeah.
Or if he was somewhere. So one of the educators had the presence of mind to do an overhead page. And so when they did the overhead page, he was hiding in the bathroom. And I was so proud of him because he actually told us how he felt. He said, listen, nobody picked me, and I didn't feel included. And so I was sad, and so I just wanted to cry, and I didn't want anybody to see me to cry, so I hid so I could cry. No. And Adam, that just broke my heart.
Yeah.
That just broke my heart. So I was like, Adam, you're going to have to hold on because I got to go check on my baby. Yeah. I don't know if my baby's outside in the lake face down or if he is somewhere in the locker hiding, but you're going to have to just wait.
Certainly understandable. And thank you for mentioning my sister, by the way, my sister Sarah and my nephew Henry, also on the spectrum. Henry just, you know, graduated from high school.
So proud of Henry.
And got a job now. So shout out to
so
my nephew
proud
Henry.
Of Henry. And can we shout out to your sister?
Absolutely.
That takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to parent a normal developing child, but to parent a child with special needs, and then your sister is such a boss because she's making sure that he's going to be set up for success.
Yep.
He's not going to be sitting in the house playing video games and watching America's Got Talent. She got him working because she wants him to do everything the kids his age are doing. College ain't for everybody. A trade ain't
right.
for everybody.
Yep.
But she went out there and did what she had to do. So shout out to all the moms and dads of, you know, special needs kids, Steve Thompson, Gold Star, mm-hmm. Chad Hartman, Gold Star, who are doing everything. Did Chad tell you he got his big old butt on the roller coaster because
yes.
Quinny wanted to ride the
yes.
roller coaster? So
they went on a couple of
them. I don't know when his hip replacement surgery gonna be, but thoughts and prayers are needed.
Do you find that to most teachers, when you do show up and say, here's my cheat sheet or here's a little advice, are most of them receptive to that help?
You know, because I come across a certain way, Adam, what happens for most parents may not happen for me. It was so funny because Sean's gone out of town this weekend,
yep.
and so I had to take this one by myself, right? But typically, Sean goes because, you know, we want to present a softer, gentler approach. And so one day we had a meeting at the school, and Sean went, you know, because they like to see Sean because he's level-headed and he graduated from medical school and he speaks the King's English and he listens to all sides, and then they develop a plan, and he may even come with a PowerPoint presentation. You know him. He's all business.
Yeah.
You know, I come in, just kick the door in and start throwing stuff off the desk. So Sean was in there, and they were all laughing and talking, and Sean was there, and they were just hanging out, and they were having a good time. And then I walked in, and they walked out yeah. and left. And
uh-oh.
Sean said, they got to regroup yeah. because you're here. The whole plan has to change because they weren't expecting you. But, you know, I don't make any apologies. You know, even when, like, I'm in a room and Sean tries to calm me down, I was like, I'm not going to make any apologies about, you know, taking care of my kids and being an advocate for them, because if I don't speak up and speak out for them, who
right.
will?
Right. Amen. I was reading your newsletter.
Oh, you read the newsletter?
Of course.
Who signed you up? Was it me? Okay.
By the way, you said I was going to make that newsletter at one point, and I still have. Selfishly, I read it to see if I've been mentioned.
I need to put you in there on Monday because are we going to tell the story before or after the commercial break? Because people need to know we had our second fight. Okay,
that's right.
Our first fight was that time that I tried
cough
to
drops.
Save your life.
Yep.
And you rebuked me because I didn't have a cheer call drop. But we had a whole nother fight,
yeah.
honey. Oh, and then we had a fight about me texting you at 5 in the morning. So actually, this is our
this
third
is third.
Fight.
Right. So we're riddled with problems. but one of these days, I'll make that. But you were we both have kids in college, and I was laughing out loud because you were saying somewhere along the lines, these kids who are in college now feel like their dorm room should be furnished like the Trump Tower. Like it
oh
should,
my God. What,
like when I went to school, if we had, you know, like an aquarium in there, that was or a lava lamp.
You were the man.
Oh,
you were the
absolutely,
man. Lava lamp.
Lava lamp.
Don't throw a rug in there.
Yeah,
you got a rug.
Oh my God, you got a throw rug in there. But and now
whole
these
bedroom bedding. Say you got pillows.
So
what's
with these kids nowadays that have to have all these crazy furnishings?
Okay, so there's this TikTok trend, and the parents are getting in on it because the parents no longer want to be parents. They want to be their kids' friends.
Yep.
And so
I'm guilty.
Kids,
I'm guilty of that. Yep.
Come on back to the other side. Treat them like your mama treated you. You turned out fine, right?
The jury's still out.
Well, you know, on the phone, you okay. But But so these kids are seeing these tricked out dorm rooms, and so parents are spending at them. You're not going to believe this. They've got stories. This is not something I made up. And upwards of $20,000 to trick out the dorm room. They're painting. They're getting customized frames and lamps. They're getting these things that on the wall. They're getting all kind of knickknacks and bric-a-brac. They're getting alpaca rugs. They're putting in new desks. I mean, the furnishings are top-notch. One girl even had like a little chandelier type of thing with some crystal quartz. I'm not kidding. And so the parents at this point, they feel like it's a competition. And so they are trying to outdo each other. So it's really not about the kids anymore. The parents are competing. And so my child probably thinks that I'm the worst mother in the world because you got that bed in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
You got that rug. You got them shower shoes.
Yeah.
And you got that little, what you call that thing that you carry to the community shower with you? A shower caddy.
Yeah.
You got your shower caddy and your clothes. And little Arm & Hammer to put in your refrigerator so your food won't stink. Baby, that's all I got for you. I don't have $20,000 on a temporary room, Adam.
Five figures.
They're not going to be in that a hole.
No.
They're not going to be in that a hole for you. They're going to be in that 4 months at the most. Crazy.
I'm even in favor of the hand-me-down shower caddy that might have a little mold on it from the last time it was used.
No, sir. No, sir, we're not.
You got to buy a new shower caddy?
We're going to go ahead and pay the $8 cheapskate for the new shower caddy.
Do you remember your dorm room? What was like the highlight of your dorm room? I said I did have a lava lamp, and I bought this. There was a time, don't judge me, there was a time when I smoked kind of regularly.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And
what? What was your cigarette of choice?
Well, it was Camel Lights, and that was back in the day.
Oh,
they had Camel Bucks. You would get a Camel Buck with each pack, so you got a Camel Buck. And I would collect Camel Bucks not only from the packs of cigarettes that I smoked, but other people. And I had enough Camel Bucks to buy a lava lamp, and that's what I purchased.
So what color was the lava in the lava?
It was kind
lamp?
Of a blue one, and I had it for many years, by the way. Like I still had it up until a few years ago. Not that I used it, but it still worked. But yeah, I mean, a lava lamp, that was like.
That was it, especially for the guys. Okay, so for me, I liked artwork. Like,
sure.
I liked the African prints, the African artwork. And
yep.
So at the house, Mama had pictures of us on the wall. So I never got a chance to, like, put, like, the African artwork up. And so when I got to my room, I was like, oh, I can go and buy whatever I wanted. So it was like, you know, the independence of being able to make your first grown-up decision, like going in the saying I want that and not having to ask for permission. So I think that was the first time I felt, like, really grown up when I picked out my own artwork.
I just had posters. Like, you'd go to the Target.
Okay, was on your posters? Farrah Fawcett?
No, I didn't have any of those. I had, like, band posters, you know, Grateful Dead. You'll see a theme here when I'm talking about Grateful Dead. And then Blacklight. You remember Blacklights?
No, I do not.
Blacklights are, like, the lights that, like, TV stations use. And you show, like, the hotel beds, and the blacklights will show. All the stains will show up, you know? But, like, so you used to have. It wasn't for that
That's
purpose,
scary.
But
That's
could,
scary.
You could buy
That's
posters
scary.
That would like glow in the black light.
Oh.
Yeah. You lived in a laser tag place.
I lived, pretty
Cheese.
Much, yes.
That's what you did.
That's what I did. All right. Well,
okay, so when you put posters on, were they framed or did you just
tack them to the wall? They used to have this stuff called poster putty that you'd be able to stick them right to the wall.
Yeah, mm-hmm, right. mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. Hang on, Shaletta. We'll be back more with Feisty Fridays with Shaletta Brundage, 120, Adam and for Chad on CCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Continuing with Feisty Friday with Shaletta Brundage. Text here, Shaletta. Adam, please say hi to Shaletta from me. I got to meet her in person last Friday as her fellow contestant on the Newlywed Show. She was a blast. It was fantastic to meet her after listening to her on the radio for years. So you got roped into the Newlywed game?
Oh my God! Did I have a choice? Chad Hartman.
No.
Yeah, I did not have a choice. How do you make somebody play the Newlywed game with their ex-husband? That was like cruel and unusual punishment. He made me play the Newlywed game. Everybody else up there married. We ain't married no more. And he knows this. Why? Because he so knows it. Did you know this? Chad Hartman, when I told him, because I told him like one of the first people, I was like, listen, Sean and I are divorced. I'm going to make an announcement later this week. I didn't want you to find out in the street. I want to let you know because I know how you on and the kids and everything. He was like, I don't believe you. So the next thing I know, he calls me back. He was like, well, I guess you're telling the truth. I was like, oh, you finally believe me. No. He went to Washington County and pulled the court papers. He wanted to see it for himself. Nosy rascal.
That's the journalist in him. You know, you gotta confirm. You gotta confirm.
Two sources. He needs two sources.
I would think, though, if you're divorced, you'd be better at the Newlywed game because you're not concerned about hurting feelings at that point anymore.
Well, apparently Sean was not, based on his answers. Oh. I was trying,
yeah.
You know, because the other two ladies were trying. So I was trying. Sean came out, and he had, like, both barrels loaded. The clip was loaded. He came out like Rambo. His chest was oiled. He was going for blood. They were like, who is the most annoying person in your circle? He was like, her mama. I was like, what?
What?
Man. My mama? Did he just say my mama? Oh, he showed out. He showed all the way out. Oh, he went for blood. I was bloody. Like you ever see the movies where the person's at war and they're down in the foxhole and they get the leg blown off and then they're crawling, one leg dragging? That was me
just
after
like
the Newlywed game.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Hey, I never got an update. You were during your show at the fair, you were going to have some special Dominion voting system where people would vote on favorite WCCO radio hosts. Now, let me guess who won. Jeez.
Hennepin County voter engagement team, because, you know, we just needed to settle this because every year I have to look at that poster at the fair that includes all the WCCO radio hosts except me.
Yeah.
Laura's pictures up there, Jordana. Y'all even got y'all producer, Chris Tubbs, mm-hmm. Dan and Dave and the other Dan. Everybody's on the poster except me. And I was like, how is it that I'm the most popular radio host that we have here at WCCO, and I'm not on this poster? So I had to make my own poster. Mm-hmm. And then Blois gave me $20, so I put his face on
that. Had to put
now.
Blois on it, too, yeah. Such a lovely couple, the two of them.
Such a lovely couple, yeah. We have so much in common. And so... And so I had to hang it. They wouldn't even hang it. I had to have Sean, the ex-husband, hang the poster up next to the other one. So it's like a part two. And so I was like, you know what? We're just going to let the people decide.
Yeah.
We're going to get Hennepin County voter engagement team over here. They're going to bring their new express voting machine. We made a ballot, and we listed all the hosts, Steve, and we included Susie and Steve Thompson. And everybody, put everybody on there who hosts the show. Denny Long, mm-hmm. Everybody was on there. And so overwhelmingly, the people at the fair have spoken, and I was the winner. They had a little certificate and everything.
I'm shocked.
I was too, Adam. I was very grateful, and I'm just so overwhelmed with appreciation for how the people have overwhelmingly decided that I'm the best person on this radio station.
Was there ranked choice? I mean, do we know who finished like top five? Did I make top five?
In the words of Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
So we didn't bother with second, third, fourth, or fifth place. We just concentrated on first.
Sure.
You know, I didn't touch the machines. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even read the winner. They gave it to Steve Thompson, an admirable, honorable, good Christian man, father, and husband, right? And so he can be trusted with those type of things. So he read the winner, and he was as surprised as I was.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, just to be fair, I've reached out to Mike Lindell. And we're going to be investigating this Hennepin County voting system. Mike Lindell is very concerned. We're putting the MyPillow money behind it. Now, also, we did have a beef during the fair. You took our, CCO spends a lot of money on our props there at the fair. And so we do our fair question every day. And we have a huge whiteboard that we use for it, and I came in on Monday, and it was damaged. We have arrows that point to one. One of the arrows was ripped off.
It was ripped off.
It was erased. There was much angst.
And I
reached out, and I did. I sent a nasty text.
He sent a horrible nasty text. It wasn't a 5 a.m. text.
No.
It was respectful. And you know what? And I said, my bad. I am so sorry because I know that I have my own props and my own stuff there. And if somebody touch my stuff, all hell is going to break loose. Like, don't touch my butt wipes. This is my special water. Y'all drink that cheap water. This is my Fiji water. Don't touch my Band-Aids, my Tylenol. I got all of the Clorox wipes. I got all kind of, no. I have a certain type of napkin I use. These are my towels. These are my ponchos. Y'all go get them cheap ponchos. So I have my own stuff. And if anybody touch it, I be mad.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was not community property.
No.
Like, I was like, oh.
Well, it said Adam and Jordana on it. It said Adam and Jordana's fair question.
It did say that. I saw that. Right as I was erasing it, I saw that. I did.
Well, we've overcome it. I've forgiven
Thank you.
Thank
you for forgiving me. Thank you. Thank you. And you should tell the people that this morning, when I found out Odyssey had a new CEO, I did not text you at 5:34 this morning. Who did I text? I texted Lindsay Peterson.
Oh.
See, so I am respecting you. I don't want your wife to get mad, think we got something going on. So instead of texting you, Lindsay Peterson is probably trying to explain to his wife why I'm texting him at 5:34 in the morning. So I am trying to respect your boundaries.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for still joining us with all the angst. Understandable the angst you had with your situation this morning, but I'm glad we got this opportunity to be on the air together.
I am too, and I'm grateful for the teachers and all the staff who worked to locate my child and that he's safe and back in class and doing his good work. And you know, just to all those autism parents out there, y'all, we gotta keep going, we gotta keep pushing, keep pressing. The school year just started, and we're gonna make it to the finish line.
Have a good weekend, Shaletta. Thank you.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you too. Shaletta Brundage, 132 on CCO. Local churches building homeless shelters. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk to someone who's made it happen. That's coming up next on CCO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Minnesota churches sharing land with homeless people. They say it's the Christian thing to do. That's the headline in the Star Tribune. This is a story that I've done before on my regular show, the Adam and Jordana Show, 9 to noon. Adam Carter, by the way, filling in for Chad Hartman. And I love this story. And I thought I wanted to talk to somebody who's made this happen at one church here in the Twin Cities. So let's welcome into the conversation Michael Stetzler, former board president of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Michael, thank you so much for the time, especially on short notice. Explain your mission when this was originally conceived and constructed, and now how many other churches are doing this, and explain what it is.
Well, to kind of dial the wheel of time back a little bit, we were a small church that had a big lot of property, and we had a kind of a tradition of hospitality, and people would come drive into our parking lot and not have a place to park overnight, so we would allow that. And one day the liaison for the police department came to us and said, we've got somebody living in a bus that needs a place to park. Would it be okay for her to park there? And that kind of began the journey toward having a sacred settlement. We didn't really look for it. It wasn't a planned thing. It was just an outgrowth of our hospitality. And as we like to say in church, it felt like we were called to do something.
And explain the sacred settlement and what it became and what it is now.
Well, at about the time that our guest was looking for a place to be for the winter. The school bus was going to not be a hospitable place to spend the winter. And she was planning to live in a van. And about that time, we also made some connections with the organization Settled, which is part of the bigger story, the big part of the bigger story. And they came to us and said, you know, we've got a tiny home that we could give you for Valerie to live in for the winter. And we said, hey, that sounds great. And we'll trade one vehicle that had wheels and was parked in our place for another one that has wheels and will be parked in our place, but it's insulated, it has electricity, and it's safe to live in for the winter. So that got us acquainted with Settled. And I'll let Settled speak for how that model developed. But basically, it's a model that is based on the premise that the main thing that people who are chronically homeless are lacking is community, is relationship. That's a common factor. And to tell you the truth, that's something that a lot of churches lack, too. Yes, we have community among ourselves, but it's really hard in this world, in this modern world, to be in community with people from all walks of life and all levels of socioeconomic status.
Mm-hmm. I love this story, especially with what we faced over the last week with the tragedy at Annunciation and this phrase that is suddenly in our lexicon now about prayer is great, but you have to move your feet and act. There's action in prayer. And this is a perfect example of it. Can you tell? So Valerie was the first resident. Can you kind of give us her story? And is she still there or what? Has she moved on? Is that a success story that you can share?
Valerie's still there. Thing to clear up about the Settled model is that there's no expectation that people move on. One of the big problems that people who are homeless face is that every place they go, they're expected to do something and move on, meet somebody else's expectations. We provide home, permanent home. If Valerie moves on, Valerie moves on. But we're not forcing that. We're not expecting that. You know, it's home.
What are there for the people who reside there? Are there expectations though on what they need to do to stay housed there, or are there no questions asked?
There's some fundamental expectations. First of all, obey the laws of society.
Mm-hmm.
The laws that apply to everybody else apply here. Excuse me, I've got a lawnmower coming by me.
That's okay.
Not only that, he's parked right in front of this window. I'm going to move someplace.
Okay.
I'm sitting right back. I've got a bird feeder out there. He's moving the hose. And the, oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Live radio, man. It's all good.
It's live. It's live radio. Boy, it's live at that bird feeder, too. And they're fighting for the seat. Okay. So where were we?
Just that expectations of residents there, because, you know, we've seen with the homelessness problem, and we've talked about it on my show many times about what are the expectations we have of some of these folks, and are there people there who live in some of these encampments that just don't want other kinds of help? How is that, your residence there at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville, different from, like, those encampments we see?
Oh, gosh. First of all, how do you find community in an encampment? Or at least healthy community.
You're right, healthy community is it.
So that's the big difference. We encourage people. Well, first of all, they are part of our community. We are part of their community. It's not an us and them thing. We are not doing this to help them as much as we are doing it to help ourselves be fully engaged in our faith. It's not like a social service program. It's like a way to be church, a way to be a faith community in our modern world.
And talk about that. Talk about how you do it to help yourselves. How does that work, and has that drawn other people into this mission? In other words, have people been drawn to your church because of what you're doing for these people?
They have. We're a small church. We haven't seen a huge uptick in membership, but we have seen people come and stay because of their belief that this is a way to be a Christian in today's world. Let me just say something first about that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that our community of faith, Prince of Peace, exercises their faith and our belief systems are just one way that we see God working in the world. The statute that enables this is not specific to Christian churches. It's all communities of faith. We could have Jewish or Muslim communities of faith doing the same thing with using their land and resources to host a sacred settlement. And that's one of the great things about this. There's a sort of a common denominator in living out a service to our neighbors and service to God's calling. It kind of transcends all those denominational differences that can cause chasms.
You said that there are no expectations, that I asked you about the resident, Valerie, who is still there, that there were no expectations of her to, and for lack of a better term, move on. And I guess there might be questions. In fact, we got a question from a texter saying, shouldn't the goal, though, be for them to move on to something else? What is your answer to that?
My answer is that the goal is for them to be able to live in community and secure in a community, and live out their own lives in the security that they are valued, loved, and trusted in community. If that means that as they experience community, they feel safe and doing something else and moving someplace else, that's fine. But we're not going to put that expectation on them. We're simply going to listen to them, be in community with them, and they're going to listen to us, too, and help us be better at whatever we do.
And this article points out that some of these other communities have had pushback from neighbors of churches, like literal neighbors, saying, you know, with questions about whether they want that. Have you faced that? And if so, what do you tell people maybe who might have good hearts and good intentions, saying that they hope these people get on their feet, but, you know, we hear that, well, do I want it right next to me? What is your message to people who might have those objections?
Well, you know, back when we were struggling to legitimize our settlement, some of the history that we just kind of did this because that's what we felt God called us to do, but we naively kind of ran afoul of some codes and regulations and so forth and had to work our way through that. And that being a conditional use permit that required us to have public meetings and let our neighbors know what was going on. And through that process, we had a lot of we're a little different than some of the other churches because we're right by Central Park. We don't have many neighbors very close by. But we got zero negative feedback when we had the public come through and talk to us. The only questions we had kind of related more to people that they were seeing on street corners, asking for money, mm-hmm. and so forth. And we were pretty clear that this was not us. This was, you know, there's a large problem out there, and that's another point to make clear.
Yeah.
This is a small step. Even if all the churches that could developed sacred settlements and reached out to people who are chronically make a huge dent. It would make a dent in the population. But what we're really hopeful is that this model, this idea that you have to provide community in order to stabilize people and to give them decent lives, will be adopted more and more by other programs. You know, the predominant model is housing first, and it makes sense. You know, you need to get housing before you can get services and so forth. But those housing first models, as successful as they may be for providing housing for some people, can't provide community, or they don't anyway. And community is the secret sauce, the common thread in stabilizing people's lives.
Michael, your overall message to people listening, and this doesn't have to be a religious message, just to about people who see the homelessness problem and know that it is something that is uncomfortable and it's something that we wish we could fix, the message that you hold to your heart that can transcend even religion and make us think differently about those folks we see on the street right now.
Hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
These people are human beings with hopes and fears, and yes, they may have a lot of difficulty understanding life around them. You've heard about trauma. Most of them have been through significant amounts of trauma. It's hard, but within everyone is a spark of, call it divinity, I don't want to be religious, but a spark of human consciousness that is worthy of love and respect. And when you encounter somebody on the street, look beyond the surface. Don't look at the raggedness. Look at, try to look within them.
Beautiful. You know, yeah.
Try to look at that child, that 4 or 5 year old that was struggling to grow up.
Mm.
And then also don't assume they don't have something to tell you.
Right.
Because they do.
Michael, thank you so much for the time. I just thought this was an important message to get out there. And my thanks, obviously, to the Star Tribune for covering this. And thanks to you for having the time to come on with us today. I sure appreciate it.
Well, sure. And thank you so much for bringing this out. I really appreciate your looking at this and letting folks know what's going on.
Michael,
thank you.
Michael Stetzler, a former board member of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Roseville, one of the churches in the Twin Cities that works with Settled in creating these sacred settlements on church property to house the homeless. It is 1:51, back after this on CCO.
We are sick and tired of this feminized society. Men have had a very rough go of it for just recently, and it ends now.
Amen.
Male and proud.
Male and proud. Male and proud. What is it, a shot at me?
Not all men, Adam.
Okay.
But all men know this soundtrack. Come on.
Hold on.
Oh, it's like one of the most iconic movie scenes of all time.
Well, it's hard to decipher it from just the music.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's a ride at Disney. Come on!
Pirates of the Caribbean?
There we go! Not just Pirates of the Caribbean, but specifically...
I don't know.
The Curse of the Black Pearl, when they're walking underneath and they're the skeletons,
yes,
and it's in slow motion.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
badass.
Nice. Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. Very good. I'm surprised I guessed that. It was the Disney. I didn't...
You needed help.
I know.
Thank you for asking for help, though.
Of course.
I appreciate you.
I always need... Again, that was the opening topic. Do I ask for help enough? And in that case, it was enough. Just my thanks to Michael for joining us there, which just is an important message. And we just got a text here, and I just want to address this text. I asked him about, you know, a texter saying, you know, asking, should they not be encouraged to move on? And I don't think they were discouraged from moving on. But if they need to stay there, they can stay there. And again, as long as they abide by the laws of the land, which is to say they can't, you know, use drugs, they can't do anything illegal that probably go on at some of these homeless encampments. And then that texter followed up saying, community is not a field in the back of the church. I would argue that absolutely it is absolutely a community.
Community can be anywhere.
A community can be anywhere, and there's probably more so of a community in that field behind the church than there is in many of the places we really call communities. So I would absolutely take issue with that. And if it's drawing people in who say, this is a church I want to be a part of because they're walking the walk, even better for the church. And I loved how Michael said, you know, it's more for us than it is for them. That's a very important message. Rochelle Olson, cheers and jeers from Rochelle. Love talking to Rochelle. She'll join us after the news. Find out who she's cheering and who...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.